I don't know whether it can be called peace, but clearly something is at hand in Iraq. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There have been several developments in the Iraq story. Number one, Saddam is about to hang. Don't know when. It's a big secret. But when a country strings up its own leader, the war's over, right? I mean, when the loser dies, the other side wins, right? A noose makes for pretty decisive regime change. Plus, Saddam has decided to exit as a peacemaker. In his farewell letter, he urges Iraqis to embrace brotherly coexistence and, quote, not to hate the people of the other countries that attacked us. Of course, then he writes, long live jihad and the mujahideen in their fight against the unjust nations, which means don't hate the foreigners, just kill them. Who knows? What I do know is that the new Iraqi political system is finally working its magic. Or, as one of Saddam's defense lawyers put it,
I think it will be the ignition of a full-scale war.
Yes. Coincidentally, President Bush has been meeting with his advisors today at the Crawford Ranch to discuss Iraq's strategy. And what's interesting about this meeting is that it was officially labeled non-decisional. Non-decisional refers to a meeting where no decisions will be made. And it's caused some snickering among members of the press. However, my research indicates that this non-decisional approach represents a marked improvement from previous meetings on Iraq, which were decisional, but the decisions were mostly really bad. In fact, history may well record that the decision to stop deciding things was the president's finest hour. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.